Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I am the Bell.
What the hell? What the hell? Maybe my record. I didn't set this fucking thing right. I think I had it loop. When trigger release, stop playing. Oh, okay. Oh no, that's not right. When trigger release, keep playing. Why did it repeat though? What the hell?
What the hell? He said.
When triggered again.
Okay,
now, when sound finishes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming back for dingthebell.com. Oh, the show is not calling dingthebell.com, but anyway, welcome back. We're here to ADD Agent. It's very hard for me to explain what a Ding the Bell about, but we are the two ADD agents, and every time we talk about something about topic, we lose our concentration.
Oh my god, that was so bad. That was so bad. Oh my god, let me do this. Well, we are two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track. That's why we have a bell with us. Thank you so much, the bell, for trying to, you know, fill in my spot for saying that when you are...
not so successful, but that's okay. Thank you for coming, Peter.
And you...
Pinoy.
Pinoy, boy.
Pinoy. Your side effect... What is it? He said something. Your side effect are faulty.
Yeah, like broken. Faulty. Oh. Faulty. I don't know why the bell. I mean, Pinoy boy. I don't know. It's like it looped itself. Maybe because... Did you touch this?
Oh my gosh. Now Ding's
blaming
on me. Whatever.
Anyway, welcome back this week again. This week we are going to talk about plastic surgery. However, before we start, we will do a segment called Word of the Bell, right?
Yay!
Very good. Now let's tell us what is the Word of the Bell this week.
Shortening bread.
Okay, it's shortening bread. Can you please make a sentence out of the words shortening bread?
I love shortening bread.
That is so bad. That is so bad. Come on.
Okay, I have a great recipe to make shortening bread.
Okay, that's a little bit better, but yeah, still suck. But anyway, thank you. And when you come back next time, we will hopefully remember to tell you.
Is there like any way that when I do my word of the bell, can you like little echoing? Like,
yes, okay, I can do that. But I need my mixer closer.
Yeah, like, whoa, like that.
Can you try?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes, like that.
Okay, so you can turn this on yourself. You can turn this on yourself. If you want to do it, it's this button.
What button?
This is your mic.
Okay.
Number four is your mic.
Okay.
And then if you turn this up like this.
Half? Oh, I love it.
So you can say, you know, word of the bell.
Okay, got it.
Do you want to try it again?
Yes.
Okay, it is word of the bell.
Oh.
Sorry, faulty side effects.
Word of the bell. I am adding my soundtrack too. Okay.
That was so bad. You are awful. Okay.
Oh my god, this is so funny.
Is it?
It's so funny. It is so funny. Do you think we might lose this job?
I know. If we keep playing with our side effects, exactly. It's going to be bad. But
okay.
let's talk about plastic surgery. First of all, I want to ask you, Yes!
Oh,
no,
yes.
No. My question was, are you opposed of surgery, plastic surgery? Why or why not?
Post?
Are you opposed to the idea of having plastic surgery?
Meaning accept, right?
Yeah. Do you accept or do you not accept plastic surgery?
I do accept.
And you do accept?
Yes.
Would you do plastic surgery on yourself?
Yes, I do. I'd like to.
Would you have a doctor do plastic surgery on yourself? Not like you go to the kitchen and take a knife and start shaving your face off.
I wish I could, but yeah, if I have like money, I would done it.
What are the plastic surgery, what are the things that you would do to yourself?
Eyes.
You do it to your eyes? Why? Your eyes are so pretty.
But I don't need to put glue anymore, right?
I don't think you should put glue anyway. Oh. That's a funny thing because I need to talk about that too.
Okay.
Can you remind me to talk about that after you talk about yours?
I'll remind you. I'll ding you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to do like, I want to look at, okay, for the YouTube people, look at my face, right? All right, here we go. Okay, my eyelid is really heavy. So I want to make it double eyelid without any glue. I would like to cut this little bone. It's sticking out too much. I want to smooth out. I want to suck this fat and a little jawbone is sticking out too. I kind of want to shave it.
Shave it? Okay.
Shave it. And I want to make a nose like little pointy like
so podcast,
American.
Podcast listeners, if you want to see what DaBelle is doing to her face, right, you can go to dingdabelle.com. Please go there and I will post a video on there so that you can actually see her pointing to the specific facial features that she wants to change.
Here, and here, and here.
Okay.
Everywhere.
All right. Do you want to listen to me?
Yes.
I am not opposed to have plastic surgery at all. If you want to get plastic surgery, go ahead. But I myself, I will talk about what I want to do to myself if I want to do something to myself. But let's talk about eyelids first.
Yes.
You know, I also have heavy Asian eyelids, right?
Uh-huh. Go closer.
Like I have heavy Asian eyelids, which means I have my eyelids are very heavy and big and it falls down, pressed down like that. And when I was growing up, I used to hate that a lot. I hated my eyes, you know, I wanted to
Did you put glue?
I tried with my sister. My sister has the glue and then I tried it on. I do look different. Mm. I think I do look in a way better.
Let's try it. Like make it I know whenever you have like a double eyelid, you look so different too.
Right, do I look better?
Yeah, I mean you always gorgeous, but just like yeah, I kind of like it.
You like my eyes double eyelid better.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yes. But you know what? When you become like that, you just looks like your brother. Your brother.
My brother has double eyelids.
Yes.
I don't.
So you will be like just looks like a
But anyway.
But I like you like this. It's not going
to
be you.
You don't have to be kind to me. That's okay.
No, I'm not being kind.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I have then come to realize that I like it. Now I like it. It's like, you know, I have embraced my heavy eyelid. I actually like myself looking like this. I compare myself, even though in my head, it's like, oh, it does. I do look different, right? But I feel like I feel more confident looking with my heavy eyelid.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I like I want to present myself this way with my heavy eyelid.
Actually, you know what? If I can, I still do just a double eyelid, just that, you know, so I don't have to put the glue anymore. But
why do you need to put glue in the first place?
Well, because I kind of like it. But here's the thing. On my wedding day, I didn't have to have glue at all. I didn't put any glue because I couldn't because I had a like fake eyelash, remember? Like long one.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of stunned my eye, made it
a lot bigger.
Bigger. So that's what I needed. And then I didn't have to put any glue and I felt so beautiful. And on the picture, I look really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like...
Maybe I don't need it.
I think I feel like Pinoy Boy made this point. He said the double eyelids are not attractive among... it's censored among something men. Fucking men? among men in Japan. And because Pinoy Boy has double eyelid and he said it's not considered as attractive.
What?
Like for men, people like single eyelid. Actually, I do, Pinoy Boy. I actually feel sexier with my single eyelid. It's like, you know, it's part of my Asian-ness.
But for in Japan, double eyelid, it's... But in Japan, double eyelid is kind of like a must have for the beauty. Well, again, this is again society talk.
Right.
That is kind of under must have quality in beauty, from beautiful face.
Both men and women.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I don't, I mean, not 100% for men, because some people, like a soccer player,
homo, causes, okay. Oh, gay men. When gay was censored? What the fuck happened with Ustream? Was gay censored?
Okay, I don't get it. What do you mean?
Like, this was censored. I don't know how to turn on the sense. Can you, Pinoy boy, if you have time, can you tell me how do I turn off the censor?
Oh, couldn't I type?
Like, gay man was censored by
kind of like an F word.
Right.
Oh.
That is stupid. Anyway, maybe we won't do anything with Ustream anymore.
So, anyway, so yes, like that's why all girls in Japan, they put thick makeup on, try to make big eyelid. Basically, what they're doing is they're trying to look like a Barbie doll.
Right. And also that the what is that thing called? Like the comic books character?
Oh, Sailor Moon?
Like, you know, just comic book characters always have like big eyes.
Yeah, they're like small face, long body, and then that's why a lot of people have anorexia in Japan too, because they believe they have to be skinny like a bone, like a model, have to have a Western face. So
Western face, that's the
when
thing.
When you look at Japanese girl, like current Japanese girl, nobody really looks like Asian at all because of the makeup, hair color is not black anymore. Everybody have blonde. Like a yellow or like blondish hair, mm-hmm. Small face, small petite body. I mean, we can't be that way. So, I mean, I'm proud of my dark hair and I kind of like, you know, the feature. I kind of look Korean. Like, you know, I love it, but I still want to be a little like skinnier. Of course, I still feel like I'm overweight and stuff, but I mean, it's just ridiculous. But I still go for the eyelid surgery.
You are so, what is that thing?
Oh, bitchy.
So that's it. You still want to have double eyelids?
Yes, I do.
Why?
My mother.
Yeah.
This is so
cute. Don't.
It was so cute, my mom.
Okay.
When she was young, yes. She really wanted to have a double eyelid.
Uh-huh.
So I always put the glue, right?
Yeah.
Glue. As she got older and she didn't have to do anymore, I think her eyes sort of have the line because of the glue.
So did she put glue?
She did, okay. But she doesn't do anymore. Also, she wanted to be so pretty, so she plucked her eyebrow and got infected.
Oh,
she
my God.
Had a bandage. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
she's so cute.
Oh, my God. I pluck my eyebrows, too.
Me, too. Like, over here. And right. It's necessary.
Right.
Yes.
Because it's very necessary.
I want to look like Lucy Liu.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Lucy Liu, yeah.
So sexy. Right. Gorgeous.
But don't you think, you know, if you're in Japan, maybe it's necessary to look like Westerners. But while you're in the Western countries, don't you think people want you to look more authentic?
You mean authentic?
Yes, look more authentic.
Yes. Yes, they do. Like my husband...
Authentic.
My husband loves the way I look. He likes without my makeup. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't see my face without makeup. But he loved it.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you crazy?
Right. Anyway, so okay, let's go back to plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Besides eyelids, what else do you want to do to your face? Don't you want to ask me what I want to do to myself?
Just eyelid. To me, like, big thing is eyelid and nose. That's it.
Nose? What do you want to do with the nose? Your nose is perfectly fine.
You think?
Yeah.
I think it's too...
flat?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Perfect?
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. All these Asian people just wanting their face to look like Westerners.
That's
Why don't you become a Westerner then?
How?
Huh?
How?
What do you mean how?
How can I become a Westerner?
Oh shit! I think we lost the recording.
Uh oh. But that's okay. We didn't lose the recording and stuff too.
but we
So I think you know what. What? It is all related to your...
So you're probably not going to be able to see the video on the website.
Yeah. Oh.
Because
technical difficulty.
Yes, technical difficulty.
So I think it's all come from for like low self-esteem, don't you think?
Yeah, well, it also is that's from a previous show.
Oh.
Yeah. It also because, you know, people wants to look into other culture for you know, like
it's kind of like Tonari no shiba wa aoi.
Huh? What?
Tonari no shiba wa aoi. You always look. The grass next door is like bluer.
Blue? The grass is blue?
Blue. Oh.
Greener.
Chinese character is blue. Greener and better than yours. That's why.
Oh, internet is bad. Like, apparently, you're...
I think, you know, Ding, if I lose 20 more pounds, and I think I'll be so happy.
If you lose 20 more pounds, you'll be very happy?
Yeah, like maybe 20, 30 pounds. And then if I'm so comfortable, like my weight, then I don't probably, I'm not going to I don't think I'm going to worry about my face that much.
Okay, so you think if you're lighter, you're not going to worry about your face
probably
that much?
Probably not, because look at how gorgeous my eyes is over there. Even you had to do Photoshop for my eyelash.
No, I didn't do your eyelash, but I did your eyebrows because you have a little hair growing.
Oh, like today?
I don't know. I'm too busy to look at your face right now. But, you know, Ustream is broken. So, so we'll have to tell people to go to another source. But do you want to do any plastic surgery? Does plastic surgery includes like liposuction? Can you do liposuction? Do you want liposuction?
But you know what? That thing is scary because like even though you suck the old fat.
Right. It grows everywhere, other places.
Yeah, plus your skin is going to be still there.
You can do a tummy tuck.
But then it's going to have big scar. I'd rather lose naturally. So like work out, you know, burn fat, and then like, you know, be healthier, and then just torn, you know, by myself.
Oh.
I don't want to do any like surgery for that.
You don't want to do any surgery for what?
For the body fat.
But do you want to do boob jobs or ass job?
You know what? I actually wanted to do it. Like I thought my boobs are so small and not sexy. But now I don't care because that's what my, you know, man who I married, he likes it. I mean, he loved it. He said don't ever. He totally against plastic surgery thing. He's like, don't even think about it. That would be disgusting if you do. I won't let you, that he said. So, okay. I mean, you know. He is very, 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 he doesn't look people with by image or anything. The other day he was just talking about this. He's like, his best friend from his work, he really respect him and his wife because they totally in love the way they are, not outside, you know. Yeah, maybe their wife is not as thin as before, you know, when they got married and stuff too. But, I mean, he doesn't care. He just adore her. He loves her. He doesn't even describe or say it much, but we can see, we can feel it. Their love is stronger. So my husband said that's why he really appreciates them.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, that's good. And I said, so... are you going to still love me even though I'm become like 300 pounds? He's like, yeah, but I'm not going to like it.
At least he's honest.
Bitchy.
No, I think you should have to take care of yourself physically to make yourself attractive for your partner.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if that person, especially if you're in you know, married and everything and you want to be that person forever, you want to make sure that you give the other person the best.
That's right. I want to look good for myself and for my baby too.
Yeah, of course. I think it's a responsibility to the person to.
And you know, so that I want my man to like, look, my wife is hot, you know?
Right.
I mean, because like I should be getting the compliment from my husband, that's all. Or
I think it should happen
also.
It should also happen the other way around too.
Yeah.
Your husband should do the same thing, 'cause I think sometimes it becomes like a responsibility of a woman to feel like they have to be skinny and pretty mm-hmm. for their husband. Mm-hmm. Shit, it has to be the same the other way around too. The husband, if you know, you cannot have like a pretty wife and this like, like sickly husband and you know, unattractive. Now the thing is, like, you can love somebody when they're not physically in their fittest state, but I think it's the other person's responsibility to try to make the other person.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I hear like, you know, really fat guy and like, you know, oh, you, telling like, you know, wife like, oh, you gain weight so much. And
that's
you,
the worst.
I mean, that's the I'm worst. Like, you know what? Look at you. You're bald. You're fat. You're ugly. What are you telling to your wife? Work your ass first, you know, and just be perfect yourself first. Then tell somebody to, you know, make it better or something. Oh, that's disgusting. Make me feel so mad.
I know. But yeah. Here's the thing. Ustream is down. So all the video that we talked about earlier, beginning of the show, it's not there anymore. So, but that's fine. That's fine. You still have the podcast. Well, that was the show about plastic surgery. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it.
Do you think people liked it?
I think so.
I think so too. That was pretty serious subject. Yes. That we...
But do you want to reveal to us the word of the bell?
Sure.
What was it? I forgot.
Shortening bread, which is not related at all.
If you eat too much shortening bread, you will probably need to have a surgery.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, but I forgot to tell. No, wait. I have something to say.
Yeah, tell me.
I have something to say. I feel like when I'm older, mm-hmm. when I need like facelift, if I can make sure... Do you think you ever have Botox?
Botox?
Yeah.
What is that?
Like if you have like wrinkle in your face and uh-huh. you want to make the wrinkle go away and you put this poison in your face and then it...
I don't think I ever want to do stuff like that.
But it makes your face look younger. Would you do it?
If I'm an actress, I would.
I don't know. I think I might... Okay, here's the thing.
You're so wrong!
If I can get a guarantee that I'm going to look natural... With the facelift, I will do it.
But there's nothing that you're going to look natural, darling.
Maybe by the time I need plastic surgery, the technology will be so much better. And then I'll look like just naturally wrinkle-free rather than like tight like that, you know.
Then I would.
Because I think...
When you do it, I'll do it.
Do I have a lot of wrinkles right now in my
you
face?
You don't at all. I started to have it on the forehead, which I hate.
Yeah.
Asian, darling.
Asian don't have wrinkles?
No, it's aging.
Oh, I'm getting old. I thought you said Asian.
I'm getting old.
Aging. Yeah.
I need anyway, to massage more and then put some cream and stuff.
Anyway, so give us again, now that I've said it, I can we can end the show. Yes. Give us the word of the bell, shortening bread.
The answer is short. Shortbread.
Shortbread. Oh my gosh, don't you love shortbread?
I love shortbread.
Shortbread is so delicious.
So delicious.
So much butter.
Cookies, cookie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the thing.
Oh my god, you're so loud.
I love.
Hey, are we gonna go have a like dessert and
oh,
stuff?
Oh yeah. Let's go.
Let's go now?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I'm a little hungry. After talking about surgery. Well, anyway, we will, how about we say goodbye to people now?
Goodbye.
Don't forget to turn your microphones
okay,
up.
Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Please come back next week. That's right. Oh, next, you know what next topic is going to be?
Valentine's Day?
No. Well, that's a good idea. Maybe Josh Groban.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about Josh Groban.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ding, ding, ba, ding. You're still messing. All right, bye again. Bye again. You have to turn that off before
you,
I...
You didn't give me cue. Oh,
yeah, sorry. Okay, all right, let's say
I
bye.
I was waiting.
Say
bye. Okay, yes. Bye. Ding, ding.